Blog Talk Radio.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Savior,
Saint John the Ardent.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning. Today is November the 13th, 2022. And it's the Feast of St. Francis Xavier Fabrini. It's her story today. It's her feast day today. And with the conclusion of our nine-day novena for the Blessed Souls in Purgatory, the month of November continues the dedication for the souls in purgatory. And so we will begin with the act of heroic charity for the souls in purgatory. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give thee my all. Through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. And so the memorial prayer for suffering souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor, suffering souls, and grant your aid. To my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my brothers and sisters and other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my former friends and subjects, and may I add those who I have sponsored in the church in the past, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have suffered disadvantage or harm through me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all those who are especially beloved by you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who desire most to be united with you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are most deserving on account of their services to the church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the rich, who now are the most destitute, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the mighty, who now are his lowly servants, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the blind, who now see their folly, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the frivolous, who spent their time in idleness, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the poor who did not seek the treasures of heaven, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the tepid who devoted little time to prayer, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. to the indolent who were negligent in performing good works. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those of little faith who neglected the frequent reception of the sacraments. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the habitual sinners who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To parents who fail to watch over their children. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To superiors who were not in the care for the salvation of those entrusted to them. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasures. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the worldly minded who failed to use their wealth and talents in the service of God. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who witnessed the death of others but would not think of their own. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the bishops and their counselors. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the deceased priests of this diocese. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the defenders of the holy faith. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died on the battlefield. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are buried in the sea. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack. Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the church. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my own poor soul when I shall have to appear before your judgment seat. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for those in universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. So, again, may they rest in peace. And today, the feast of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. The American frontier became a place where history was made, when a young nation began to grow and expand. Despite Indian wars and the Civil War, there were many positives that accompanied the taming of a dangerous land. There were many Catholics who had a long-reaching effect, such as St. Rose Philippine Machine, whose impact among the great Potawatomi Indians of Kansas, brought peace and a love for Christ. Another such great American who touched many through hardship and trials was that of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, excuse me, youngest of 13 children. Maria Francisca Cabrina was born July 15, 1850, premature. So from her beginning, St. Francis Cabrina was fragile in the body, yet her spirit was strong. Her mother was 52 years old when Francis Cabrini, despite her health issues and her aging parents, her father instilled a love of God, reading to his children the story of the saints and the missionary life. Excuse me. One of her quotes, did a Magdalene, a Paul, a Constantine, an Augustine become mountains of ice after their conversions? Quite the contrary. We should never have had these prodigies of conversion and marvelous holiness if they had not changed the flames of human passion into volcanoes of immense love of God. Being raised in Italy, St. Francis Cabrini was raised a committed Catholic, dedicating herself to Our Lady, serving the Lord's people through the art of education. Being instructed in the faith through the Daughters of the Sacred Heart, St. Francis Cabrini had a special love for the heart of Christ. She loved Jesus in the Eucharist to a heroic degree. From her early age, she wanted to reach the world for Christ. St. Francis Cabrini would echo St. Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. We must pray without tiring, for the salvation of mankind does not depend on material success, but on Jesus alone. At age 18, because of her fragile health, when she applied to join the Daughters of the Sacred Heart, she was declined. Before the Blessed Lord, St. Francis Cabrini shed tears, asking our Lord what she would do when a priest took her in his wing, teaching her from the House of Providence orphanage in Candingono, Italy. It was here that St. Francis Cabrini first began teaching young girls their holy Catholic faith. Because of her enthusiasm, word spread, drawing women who also sought a religious way of life. And she would say, today love must not be living, active, and true. Through this time, St. Francis Cabrini learned the importance of prayer in her life, saying, prayer is powerful. It fills the earth with mercy. It makes the divine clemency pass from generation to generation, right along the course of the centuries. Wonderful works have been achieved through prayer. In 1877, at age 27, with so many women following her, St. Francis Cabrini became Mother Cabrini. After making her vows and took the religious habit, she took the name Xavier in honor of St. Francis Xavier because of his evangelistic journey to the Far East. The Bishop of Lodi charged Mother Cabrini and six of her sisters to found the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. Their purpose was to care for the poor children, finding schools and hospitals. This would become the mission of her life. In her desire to evangelize the true faith, St. Francis Cabrini recognized, if you are in danger, if your hearts are confused, turn to Mary. She is our comfort, our hope. Turn towards her. and you will be saved. Think about it. Mother Mary brings you deeper into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, her patronage. After an audience with Pope Leo XIII, she was inspired to go to the United States. And through the influence of Bishop Calabrini, the founder of the Missionaries of Immigration, dedicated herself to go to America. The Pope told her, not to the East, but to the West. Go to the United States. As the Pope went to pray, Mother Cabrini followed him with her eyes until he was out of sight. She was radiant with joy, for the Supreme Pontiff had promised her heaven if she continued her work. In 1889, Mother Cabrini arrived in New York, finding serious problems where she erected an orphanage, schools, clinics, homes, hospitals to help the poor. By 1909, after growing her community to over 500 members in 70 houses, established in all of the Americas, France, Spain, and England, she became a legal citizen of the United States. Despite her frail appearance, she had the energy of a tiger with the spirit of a lion, crossing the Atlantic 25 times. She led by example and never accepted excuses for her weakness. Of her travels, Mother Cabrini writes, I travel, suffer my weak health, meet with a thousand difficulties, but all these are nothing, for this world is so small. To me, space is an imperceptible object, as I am accustomed to dwell in eternity. It was while Mother Cabrini was in a Chicago hospital making dolls for orphans, preparing for Christmas, when Our Lady of an Angel, and when Our Lady and an angel appeared to her, keeping her company as she thought about her 37 years of serving our Lord, helping the poor. If she was concerned about it, if the Lord received her selfless service over the years, our Lord was quick to assure his daughter, Mother Cabrini. Jesus reminded her that what you did for the least of my people, you did for me. December 22nd, 1917, with her death, heaven's gates were opened to accept great woman of faith. Cardinal Mundulian of Chicago conducted the funeral. In 1938, she was beatified by Pope Pius XI and canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1946. And what a great story of evangelism and the need to take Christ back, to bring Christ back to a world in desperate need. So we are to go back to the streets. That is the call of the church, to bring Christ to the world. Back to the streets. So may we follow her example. To follow her example, to live the message of Christ. Bring Christ back to the street.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And like St. Francis Xavier Fabrini, we are pilgrims. And so let us not tarry in our, and let's not just be idle in following God's call in our lives. Let us not be full of being idle, but let us, as pilgrims, be there to help those who are in need where we can. Because as pilgrims in a strange land, that is what we are called to do, to pray the rosary. I recommend the rosary. Pray the rosary. Padre Pio called, St. Padre Pio called the rosary the weapon. So as we are on our journey, let us hold fast and pray. And we do believe in the communion of saints. The church triumphant can pray for us, the church militant, as we do pray for the poor souls in purgatory, the church suffering. So do not be an idol. Do not be spend your time in idleness, but to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Y'all have a great day. Good day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.